Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Keith sent me a story from another country, not Canada, Australia. And this is kind of a story that really, it's a sign of the times, but does make you wonder. Brett Foote wrote the story for FordAuthority.com. YouTuber faces jail time and $1 million fine for driving his Ford Falcon into a river. Now, I did a story not too long ago about the guy operating the drone out east, and he got fined by the FAA, and they're still fighting over that. And so that is somebody who was shooting videos with a drone, and the FAA said he's doing that wrong. Well, here, it's a YouTuber who drove his car into a river on purpose, apparently. He's being fined for it. And it's one of those things where all around you go, wow, this is stupid. Brett Foote wrote the story for FordAuthority.com. These days, more than a handful of people are making a living on YouTube. This includes a bunch of automotive enthusiasts, some of whom produce interesting and informative videos. Some are attorneys who talk about the law, while others resort to destroying things, pulling off stupid stunts, or faking dramatic incidents for clicks. And that's one of the problems, is that people will see something on YouTube and go, oh my gosh, and they start sharing the video. And oftentimes, the videos are not what they appear to be. They are often staged, they're fake, and that is one of the things that plays into this story. There's an Australian YouTuber who's known for doing crazy stuff and catching it on video and posting it on YouTube. And so he posted a video about a year ago now that was actually a big prank. He was in a car near a boat launch, and he asked someone to help him launch his boat. Now, we've all seen the videos of mishaps happening at boat launches. And when I launch my canoe off the trailer that's attached to the back of my Explorer, and I'm on an inclined piece of cement, and the cement is wet, I'm always conscious of the fact that when you get out of the vehicle and it's in park, you hope it stays in park. And also, you hope you've got traction when you go to head back up. Now, the good news is my canoe's not that heavy. But we've seen guys who back their cars in, and then as they try to pull out, they start getting wheel slip, and they back up. Or the boat is just too heavy to pull out of the water. So he convinced someone to help him, and he was going to launch a boat, which he was towing with a Ford Falcon wagon. This is in the Tweed River in New South Wales. In the video, he obviously makes a bunch of bad attempts at launching his boat, and he's asking for feedback from the person that he's asked to help him, and then, of course, somewhere along the line, it goes horribly awry, and he guns the engine and puts the car in the water as well. Okay, so not only does the boat go in the water, but the car goes in the water. Now, people who are standing around watching us stare in awe at this seemingly real incident. Because the question is, I mean, a guy wouldn't do that on purpose, would he? Well, a YouTuber might. So a tow truck arrives and pulls the car out of the water. Now, he's pretending that this is all very serious. He's acting distraught and so on. And so the video then racked up hundreds of thousands of views. Now, that's a good number, hundreds of thousands of views. I've got, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 videos that are over 100,000 views right now. But for me, a video that hits 100,000 views is doing pretty good. But I also wouldn't sacrifice a car to make that happen. So the video got the attention of law enforcement authorities in Australia, who have now charged him with 5 different crimes. Negligently disposing of waste, causing environmental harm. Anybody who knows cars knows there's all kinds of stuff in a car that doesn't belong in a river. Antifreeze, oil, transmission fluid, brake fluid, those sorts of things. The contents of your battery, which you should not drink, by the way, and so on. So they've charged him with 5 of these crimes, and he has pleaded guilty to the charges. And it's interesting because he might have been able to fight some of this by saying that his intent wasn't to dispose of things in the river, but of course, it depends on how the laws are written. And the question is, how much does intent play into it? But they would say that even if you didn't intend to do it, you certainly did it negligently, and that very well could be all it takes. So he's going to plead guilty, or he has pled guilty, and he's going to be sentenced later on this month. But here's the point, is that he could get hit with up to $1 million, $1 million in fines. Channel 9 reports that the YouTuber is facing a maximum also of 7 years in prison. Now, 7 years in prison, probably won't happen, but theoretically it could. $1 million fine, again, probably not going to happen, but it could. So you got to be careful with what you do when you're trying to shoot these videos. So that's a YouTuber in Australia facing $1 million in fines and a 7-year jail sentence for driving his car into a river in what he thought was going to be a funny prank. Now, this all goes back to America's funniest home videos. And think back to a more innocent time when you weren't filming stuff with your cell phone, but you're filming stuff with a big old camera that you got, okay? And I remember watching America's Funniest Home Videos when it first came out, and there'd be some that were obviously not staged. They were obviously things that somebody got lucky and caught on camera, and some of them were very, very funny. Some of them are stupid, but I read an interview with a guy who worked for the production company of, is either that show or one of its imitators, but he worked for a production company that had a TV show based entirely on videos sent in from the viewing public. And the guy said, it's the worst job on earth because people watch television and they go, wait, a little girl falls off a swing and the family's winning $100,000. The little boy hits his dad in the knee with a wiffle ball bat and they win $100,000. That's not that hard to do. And so people would then go out and stage or set up these videos. And remember, if you could put them on YouTube and just make them sink or swim against the competition, they would disappear very quickly. But the problem with the TV shows is that people watch the TV shows and they show 10, 15 videos an episode. And people go, I could shoot one of those. Not realizing that it wasn't thinking up point camera at little kid and little kid will take golf club and you know hit somebody in the face with it. That's not what happened there if it was real, right? So the guy said that he'd come into work and there'd be a basket on his desk filled with videotapes, big old VHS videotapes. And he'd open it up and there's a cover letter that says, you know, dear so-and-so, enclosed the videotape we think that you should feature on your TV show. And he'd stick it in there. And again, this is all more complicated because it's the old days. Stick it in there, thunk, clunk, clunk, and, you know, it queues up and it goes. And he goes, and it's obviously 99 times out of 100 just completely fake staged nonsense. So there's like a little girl in her little like Easter dress up on top of a slide, and at the bottom of the slide is a big mud puddle. And the dad's at the bottom filming the mud puddle, and he's yelling at his wife, okay, push her, push her. The guy described a bunch of these videos. And, you know, little girl goes down, hits the mud puddle, and suddenly she's crying, and the guy and dad does a close-up of the little girl's face. And the guy said, he goes, I see 100 of those before I see one that's just somebody caught something funny. And the guy said, he goes, after a while, it's just like eating at my humanity to be watching these videos. So the show is still on the air. It's still on the air. I haven't watched it in a long, long time. But, it you know, some things change. Some things never do. And so what's changed here is simply the technology. And the technology's gotten easier. It's gotten to the point now where, you know, I've caught stuff on video because I had my cell phone with me and I saw something happening and I pulled my phone out and I filmed it. And in the old days, I'd have to tell people, hey, guess what I saw? Now I can show it to you. But here's a guy doing something for clicks. He drives his Ford Falcon into a river in Australia and he's facing, in theory, 7 years in prison and $1 million fine. But he got a couple hundred thousand clicks. So there you go. From affordauthority.com, Brett Foote wrote it. Keith sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.